Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
I gave Rory the ice lolly. Brian said he'd have one too.
Yeah, what, entering his second childhood, is it?
Well, it is a hot day.
To be honest, Brian's not that keen on meringue.
Well, they're going to have a little walk round the garden while we finish.
Rory's done very well. His table manners would put many adults to shame.
Oh, thank you, Mum. We do our best. This is absolutely lovely, Lillian.
Well, you can't go wrong with eating mess, can you?
I thought you'd be fed up of strawberries by now, Jennifer.
No, I love them. Oh, I wonder what Alice and Christopher have had for lunch.
Something light, I expect. Youngsters don't seem to go much for traditional cooking, do they?
Well, it's not that. She seems to be getting most of her food at that supermarket on the trading estate in Darrington nowadays.
Marcy goes there a lot. Says their salami's top quality and you wouldn't believe their gravlax.
Alice has even been to the pound shop.
I don't expect they're starving.
No, Matt. But it's so hard to plan if you shop at those places and apparently you just have to take what they've got in.
I got the impression she was quite enjoying it.
Oh, and you never heard of any of the brands.
Getting the best bargain, discovering new foods.
I'm all for a bit of thrift. If more young people had followed their example, then this country wouldn't be in such a terrible mess.
I don't think everyone eating value range baked beans would have prevented the recession, Peggy.
There's a card up in the shop. Someone's looking for a cleaner. Maybe Alice could apply.
Oh, please don't tell her that.
She's been a chambermaid at Grey Gable.
Yes, but this is different. I mean, suppose it's the Stretfields or somebody. I mean, the thought of Alice cleaning their lavatories or ironing Basti's underwear.
There's nothing shameful about honest work, you know.
No, no, of course not, Matt. Just, well, you know.
How's Rory feeling about going away to school?
Yeah, I said he was looking forward to it.
Yeah, but really?
No. I think he genuinely is. Some of the goodbyes have been a bit upsetting. His friend Harry from Loxley Barrett.
And he's already said goodbye to Lily and Freddie, hasn't he?
Yes. We had to organise that early because of their holiday.
Oh, are they away?
Oh, lovely hotel in Cornwall.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, just for a week.
And with Phoebe about to leave. Think of all the time you'll have.
Yes.
You'll be able to take up enamelling, like Mum.
Oh, I expect I'll find something to do. And it's certainly very busy at the moment, getting things ready.
You must have name tapes coming out your ears.
Yes. And they can take a few toys, too.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
But Rory's being very grown up. He's going to leave Mousy at home.
Tom, you're still here?
Apparently.
What about the cricket?
No, I don't feel like it.
We told Alistair.
Sent him a text.
What are you doing?
Googling us.
Again?
It's not a pretty sight.
Well, it won't have changed since yesterday.
How could I have been so stupid? Of course any new customer's going to check us out online. And what do they see? E. coli, food poisoning, sick kids.
I know.
It was so embarrassing. And the worst thing is that Mum and Dad were absolutely right. I should have known better.
You mustn't blame yourself.
I got so focused on getting out there, finding new prospects. What's the point? Might as well have rung up people and said, "Hi, I'm from Bridge Farm. We poison our customers."
All right, well, we just need to work harder, Tom. Change what they see when they look us up. Flag up some good news stories and not the bad ones off the first page.
Such as?
Well, how about the family harvesting the veg by hand next week?
What, because we can't afford casuals?
We don't need to say that. And what about the wetland bird survey? That's great news on what you're doing for the environment. I bet Patrick would give us some good quotes.
When is it Phoebe leaves?
A week on Thursday. Flight's about 7 in the evening, so we'll need to leave around lunchtime, I suppose.
You're not planning to go, are you, Jenny?
Well, yes.
Is that wise?
I want to see her off, Mum.
I'm not sure it's a good idea, Jennifer.
You know what those tearful partings are like. She doesn't want you blubbing all over and making it worse.
I wouldn't blub all over.
Oh, come on, Jenny. You cry when someone's voted off Strictly. Well, what do you think, Matt?
Well, it'd be tough for the kid.
If I were you, darling, I'd just say your goodbyes here.
Do you really think so?
Yes.
Oh, well, perhaps I will reconsider.
I think that's wise, dear.
Right, if you'll excuse me, I've got work to do.
Now?
Yeah, I should be able to catch Cyrus this afternoon.
But we said we'd take a look at some of the open gardens.
Jill's is looking lovely.
Yeah, I want to, but we can do that tomorrow, can't we?
But James and Leonie are coming tomorrow.
Oh.
I did say.
Yeah, I must have blanked it. Can't imagine why.
They're researching for their book. It's going to be a gem, isn't it, Jenny?
Oh yes, it's a very promising idea. In the right hands, it could be very good.
And just think of the wonderful photographs James will be able to get with that clever camera I bought him.
Well, I'm sorry, Puss, I can't this afternoon.
Oh, well, never mind. You can come round with us tomorrow.
What, you're going round with them?
Mm-hmm, of course. They need someone to show them where all the gardens are, don't they?
Well, oh, let's see. I don't want to turn up at places mob-handed, do we?
The more the merrier.
Actually, I'd better round up Brian and Rory. We need to be going too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Lots to do, and I want to make sure that Rory's got plenty of tuck for those first few days.
I could write the wetland one this week. We've already got some nice photos. And then once the stories are up on the Bridge Farm site, we can get people to link to them from Facebook and Twitter.
It won't make the bad news go away, though, Bren.
No, but the more hits and links the good stuff gets, the higher up the search results it goes. You know how keen Pip's been to help.
You said she was driving you up the wall.
Yeah, well, she was a bit. But I bet she'd get all her friends on the case.
Would it really make that much difference? Think of all the people who must have checked out the E. coli story.
Okay, well, that might not be enough on its own.
It's probably thousands, all over the county.
Maybe it'd be an idea to get in an online marketing expert. Someone who does this sort of thing all the time. You know, search engine optimization.
Oh, I suppose it might help.
Shall I do some digging? See who's out there and how much they might charge?
Well, yeah, I suppose it can't hurt. Go on, then.
Bye!
Oh, that was nice, wasn't it?
Right, I'll be in the office if you need me.
Yeah, all right.
See you, Peggy.
Goodbye. Oh, you're not going to desert me, are you, Mum?
Oh, no. There's something I want to discuss with you, actually.
Oh, yeah. Let's sit in the garden, then. The loungers are out. I was only half joking, you know, about Jenny and enamelling. She'll have to find something to do to fill her time.
She'll see quite a change, that's for sure.
How's it going? Are you still enjoying it?
Very much. Ted suggested I enter something in the Flower and Produce Show.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Ooh, this is nice, isn't it?
Yes. Lillian.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to talk about something.
I did. Elona.
Sorry?
From the Laurels. The carer who's so good with Jack.
Oh, yeah, the Polish woman.
Albanian. I was very upset to discover that she's planning to leave the area.
Oh, is she? Oh, that's a shame. Jack likes her, doesn't he?
She's in a tiny flat with two teenage daughters. And when her husband comes home, they just won't all fit in. It's very difficult now with the girls sharing a room.
Hmm.
The Laurels can't give her any more hours. In fact, they've reduced her hours a bit. So she can't afford a bigger place round here.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I might be able to help her out if I offered her work at the lodge.
You don't need a carer, Mum. Do you?
Not exactly. But there are things I could use some help with. The laundry can be a bit of a trial nowadays. Not being able to drive now makes the shopping quite inconvenient.
But we're always happy to take you shopping.
I know. But Elona could help me in a lot of other ways, too.
Have you spoken to her about this?
I have, actually. And I pointed out that your house on the green is vacant.
Could she afford it, even with the two jobs?
Not quite. So this is what I wanted to discuss with you. I'd be happy to stand as guarantor for the deposit and so on.
Mum!
No, hear me out. And if you could offer her the place at a slightly reduced rent, I'd make up the difference.
Is that wise?
Although I wouldn't want a loaner to know I'm doing it.
Look, I know you're grateful to this woman for how she is with Jack, but I mean, isn't this a bit OTT? If you're finding things difficult around the house, then we can help.
No, you're busy with Amside. And Tony has more than enough on his plate at the moment.
But Jenny, then, it's ideal for her. I mean, she's going to be at a loose end from next week.
Not in the holidays. Anyway, you're missing the point. I don't want to be a burden to my children.
Oh, Mum, we don't see you as a burden.
I've got the money, and this way I keep my independence. More importantly, it means that a loner can keep looking after Jack. That's what I want more than anything.
Yeah, I see that.
She just seems to understand him better than anyone else there. That means an enormous amount to me.
Yeah.
So, if I stand surety and subsidise the rent a little...
Are you absolutely sure about this?
I am.
All right, then. Expect we could work something out.
What, and you said yes?
It's really important to her, Matt.
But she hardly knows this woman.
If Mum's happy to have her helping in the house, she must be pretty confident about her.
So let Peggy employ her as a home help. Why has she got to drag Amside into it?
Because we've got a local house for rent.
Oh, there are plenty of places around. Why doesn't she just pay this Eleanor?
Ilona.
Whatever, pay her a decent wage and let her sort her own accommodation out.
This is the way Mum wants to do it. And we don't lose out, do we?
Just seems a lot of fuss to me. I'd rather we simply let the place to someone who could pay a market rate.
Like Jonty, you mean?
Oh, that was just bad luck.
Well, I've said yes now, and I'm not going back on it.
Oh, Lillian.
I'm the managing director of Amside, and that's my decision.
Oh, all right. Pulling rank, are you?
I am. Oh, look, Tiger. It helps Mum, it's good for Jack, and it gets us a secure tenant. Let's not look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yum, pum, pum, yeah, da, da, dum, da, doo. Yum, pum.
Oh, you beggars. Oh, Frida. Frida! Come and see this!
He's probably round the back.
But Lillian, we can't just
look,
expect
here,
everyone...
Yes, here he is. Morning, Jim!
Hello!
Do you know my son, James?
Morning!
And this is Leonie, his girlfriend, Linda's stepdaughter.
Nice to meet you.
We've met before, actually.
Oh, have we?
They're covering the open gardens for a book they're writing.
Well, you'll have to come back later. None of the gardens open until 11.
And I did try to explain.
But we've got a lot to do today.
So have I, oddly enough.
Oh, James and Leonie have come all the way from London, and they're here now, so please, Jim.
What exactly do you want?
Well, I'll interview you while Jay takes some photos. It really won't take long.
Don't mind me.
Oh, there you will.
Right, I'll just get my digital recorder out.
This book?
Well, the idea is that it will portray a year in Ambridge.
A commercial proposition, is it, Linda?
Well, that's the idea, yes.
A publisher friend of Jay's is very interested.
And are you offering any fee for the use of my garden in this publication?
Well no, that's not how it works.
Jim, I'm surprised at you.
We are hoping that Ambridge residents will be happy to take part for the good of the village.
I see. Go on then, do your worst.
Right. when we arrived, you were using those clippers to chop off the top of that lupin. Is that because it's got a disease or something?
Actually, I was deadheading the delphinium to promote further flower growth. And these are secateurs, not clippers.
Whatever. You've got some nice hanging baskets out here.
Thank you.
Where do you buy them from?
Buy them? I don't buy them, I make them up myself. Hey, what are you doing with those pots?
They'll look better over here.
Oh, will they?
More artistic composition. Give us a hand, will you?
You work your fingers to the bone and they just come along in one night. And it had to be today of all days. Back garden!
Ah, morning. Thought you'd like to know that... Oh, blimey, what happened to your lawn?
Badgers.
They've made a hell of a mess of it, haven't they?
Yeah, digging for worms, see?
Right. Well, I was going to warn you to expect a visitation from Lillian's son and his darling girlfriend, but it looks like you've got bigger problems.
Yes, Matt, you could say that. Oh, look, they've had a fair few of my tulips and crocus bulls and all.
Okay, you got a spare rake?
It's about that house that I mentioned last week. Number 3, the green.
It was very nice. I'd like to have lived there, Peggy, but it is too much money.
Well, I think I might have mentioned that my daughter had a bit of trouble with the previous tenant.
Yes.
So it means that Amside are... Well, they're keen to have someone in there who they could trust to look after the place.
Of course.
And because of that, they would be prepared to accept a reduced rent.
And you think...
Elona, I'm still very keen to offer you the work that we talked about, helping me in the house. If you felt it was something you could work around your hours here.
I'm sure I'd like to do that, Peggy.
And I do wonder if, with a lower rent and an increased income, the house might be within your reach. We could certainly come to some arrangement over the deposit if that was an issue.
Oh, you're such a nice lady. So kind... But I'm sorry, my answer must still be no.
Really?
Yes.
I am disappointed, Elona. I thought this would suit you very well.
It is a lovely idea.
I hope I haven't offended you by talking to Lillian.
No, it's not that. I do not wish to offend you, Peggy.
Then...
Please, can we go out to the garden? Peggy... There is something you do not know.
I don't think this patch is fixable at all, but it's gone too deep.
There's quite a few like that. I'll have to reseed.
Be a while before your lawn looks like a snooker table again.
Oh, my worry is if they come back, I could do a pile of work and then it'll all go for nothing again.
Sounds like a job for David Archer.
What's that?
Nothing, just thinking aloud.
I reckon I might have to stay up and chase them off.
Jen, you are so
lucky. Lord, here comes Miss Piggy and Kermit. There's your rake, Bert.
Right.
Is there another way out?
Well, you can go round the side of the house if you like.
Don't say I was here, right? Sorry I couldn't do any more.
No, that's all right. It was good of you to help.
Now you must be Bert Fry.
I'm sorry, the garden's closed.
To civilians, yes, but we've got a job to do.
We're writing a book.
Bert! What on earth's happened here?
Isn't it usually like this, then?
Of course it isn't. I've had badgers in the night, haven't I?
What's Matt's cart? Oh, good heaven.
Badgers!
They've made a mess, haven't they?
Yeah, so this garden won't be opening at all today. You're all too early, anyway.
Oh, your poor lawn. We quite understand, Bert. Well, we're sorry to bother you. We'll leave you to it.
No, we won't, Linda. This is great, isn't it, James?
Yes, sweetie. Excellent.
It's hilarious. The very night before throwing open his garden to the public is the night the badgers choose to pay Bert a visit.
Looney, there's nothing funny about that.
And the garden was open yesterday as well.
Oh, that's not important. Now, let's have some quotes from you. Get some shots, Jay.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And, we can stick in a little library pic of a cute little badger too.
A cute little...
So, Bert, how did you feel when you found the devastation these creatures had inflicted on your pride and joy?
Well, how do you think I felt?
Bert.
Bert.
I'm getting anger here, which is good, but do you think you could work in a bit of pathos as well?
I think we will not be hurt here.
This is very mysterious.
I'm sorry, but I have to be careful.
What on earth is it?
It's about Daryl.
Your husband?
I told you that he's a carpenter.
Yes, working on building sites.
This is true. He's a carpenter, but he has not been working on a building site. Not for a year. Peggy, he has been in prison.
Prison? Oh, Ilona, what on earth for?
Receiving stolen goods.
My dear.
Daryl is not a criminal, Peggy. He never did anything like this before. The men working with him said they have a little system. Boss doesn't mind. Everyone does it. Daryl thought he'll make extra money, and he made a big, big mistake.
And he was caught?
Yes.
I see. And is he still in prison?
Not anymore. He's in a hostel in Birmingham. He'll be with us in 1 month, maybe two. And Peggy, you've been so good and kind to me. I do not want you to be embarrassed. I do not want problems for you. So you see, it is best if we move somewhere else, far away, and try to start again.
Well, Ilona, I can't pretend I'm not shocked.
I'm so sorry I did not tell you before. And you've been talking to your daughter and thinking of me.
Oh, no, please, don't worry about that. Obviously, you must do what you think is best for you and your family.
James, is that another piece of cake?
Mm. Got to fortify myself for the journey back to London. And that woman, what's her name?
Hilary Noakes.
Mm, she could certainly put a chocolate sponge together.
I'm surprised you had to pay, though, darling. Aren't you, Leonie?
Yes, given that we're here professionally.
Well, let's just remember that the whole purpose of the Open Garden weekend is to raise money for Ambridge's Britain in Bloom entry.
And think of the wonderful publicity the book will bring.
Well, I hardly think it's likely to hold sway with the Britain in Bloom judges.
Anyway, darlings, when will you be in Ambridge next?
Not for quite a while, I would have thought.
Of course they will. What about the flower and produce show?
Oh, yes. Rivalry over the rhubarb.
That's very good, Len.
Thanks, sweetheart. So, when's that then?
25th of September.
Less than a month away.
And isn't there some sort of harvest supper festival thing in October?
Yes, probably. I don't have the date to hand.
And then there's bonfire night.
Oh, and what are your plans for a Christmas show, Linda?
Well, I suppose I'd better email you some dates.
Great. Oh, wonderful. Oh, Mum's here. Excuse me.
Chris has got some lovely pelargoniums.
Yeah.
Very dark in colour. Most unusual.
Hello, Mum. What are you doing here?
I was just telling Matt. I strolled down after lunch and took a look at Chris's garden.
All this way?
Well, it's not that far.
You can give your Mum a lift home, can't you?
Yes, of course.
I'm surprised to see you here, too.
Oh, thought I'd just have a little nose, you know.
Well, you could have come round all the gardens with us.
Oh, there's only so much enjoyment a man can take in one day. Anyway, thought they'd have gone by now.
This is their last stop. They'll be off soon.
Good, good. Don't want them to get held up in the bank holiday traffic, do we?
While you're both here, I saw Ilona this morning.
Oh, yes?
This the number three, the green woman?
Yes. She was very grateful for the offer.
Yeah, I bet she was.
Matt, but I'm afraid she didn't feel able to take it up.
Oh.
For a variety of personal reasons.
I see.
Well, Peggy, with respect, I think that's no bad thing. It's much better not to get involved in tenants' lives. You know, you give them a roof, they give you their money. Clean and simple.
Yes. Well, I think I'll get a cup of tea before I go.
Yes. Okay, Mum. Whenever you're ready.
Joe's been moaning to you as well, has he?
Just making it known that his 90th birthday is imminent, yeah. Without much sign of any major celebrations in the offing.
Well, they can't do much, can they, with Clary not working?
Indeed. I think some sort of plan is needed, don't you?
Oh. Hello, Jim. And Bert.
Good evening, Linda.
Good evening.
By chance, Bert and I arrived at the very same moment.
And on the same errand and all.
I hope we are not inconveniencing you.
Not at all. What is your errand, then?
Your stepdaughter and her beloved.
And his blessed camera.
I'm sorry, Linda, but their behaviour today was quite intolerable.
I don't want no book coming out with pictures of my lawn in that state.
I do hope that this isn't going to become a regular occurrence.
Oh, dear. I'm afraid it might, Jim.
That is not good news.
I know. They have the bit between their collective teeth, you see. I have a feeling we'll be seeing a lot more of them.
For Pete's sake!
Oh, evening!
What's on your day, Harry?
Oh, I'm making a mix CD for Zofia for the Pickers' leaving party.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Is it? Well, no worries, I'm not working tomorrow.
You might not be, but am I? How can we get up in 2 hours if you're no concern for other people, man?
Oh, sorry, Jazz, but you don't normally worry about playing your music at all hours.
That's different.
Oh, is it?
Aye. I play decent music, not Robbie Flippin' Williams.
But he's Zofia's favourite.
I don't care. Put some headphones on it.
Have you heard about that cleaning job yet? The one that was up in the shop?
Yeah. I rang up, but the lady said they'd already found someone.
Oh, Clary.
I was disappointed.
Well, never mind, eh? There'll be lots of others, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes open. Try to be quicker off the mark next time.
Yeah.
Pooh, you smell.
Or you could take the initiative, you could put a card up yourself.
Shut up, you're being
Not a
stupid.
Bad idea.
Saying you're looking for work.
You're stupid.
Yeah, Nick. Yeah, I think I might do that.
No, I'm not. Man, tell him.
Come on, Jake, don't be nasty.
I don't want to go to the shop.
Well, don't take it out on Mia. Anyway, you need new trainers, don't you? And things for school. Got to go to the shops to get that sort of thing.
Can we go to the shiny shop?
No, it's girly.
Jake! Yes, darling, I expect so.
Brilliant. Oh.
And we'll have an ice cream afterwards. All right, Jake?
The shiny shop. The accessories place.
Yeah, that's our name for it. Oh, Mia loves it. So do I come to that.
I wonder if I might find something for Rosie's 60th there, or is it a bit young?
Well, it's got to be worth a look.
Yeah, okay.
When's her birthday?
Couple of weeks, the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I got to get something for Joe's 90th too.
Not from there.
No, can't see him going for a pair of sparkly earrings.
Or dealy boppers.
Trouble is, with things how they are, we can't afford much.
Oh, they'll both understand. They know money's tight for you at the moment.
And their special birthdays and all. The two of them.
Hey, doesn't matter what the number is, it's the thought that counts, isn't it?
Well, I've certainly been doing a lot of thinking about it.
Oh, I bet.
At least it looks like Joe's going to have a bit of a celebration.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Jim and Bert have put their heads together. Oh, at least they did once they stopped moaning about Robert's daughter.
What?
They was being a nuisance at the Open Gardens yesterday, her and that boyfriend of hers, Lillian's lad.
Oh, right.
They're writing a book, you see, about the village. Well, they've been doing interviews and taking photos.
That sounds like a nice idea.
But I don't think they're being too clever about it. They got Jim and Bert's backup and a few more besides.
Oh, dear.
I don't think they was going about it very diplomatic.
Anyway, what was the idea for Joe's birthday?
Oh, well, they thought they'd arrange a special meeting of the Cider Club. Decorate the shed nice, get all his friends round.
Oh, yeah.
Make a right old day of it. Let Joe hold court a bit. You know how he loves to do.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds ideal.
Well, Eddie's all for it. He said he'd break out the good stuff, whatever that is. I said I'd do some bread and cheese for him.
Yeah, well, they need something to soak up all that cider.
You're telling me.
Is your passport okay, Spencer?
Ooh, I think so. How long do they last?
10 years?
Oh, yeah, should be fine. I'll check, though, when I go home just to make sure.
Oh, hi, Hi, Jazza.
All right.
How are things?
Terrible, Pip.
Oh?
What's up? Life in the flat's become hell on earth, that's what.
Really?
I thought Harry was all right. A bit pernickety, maybe, but I got used to his funny ways. But since he got off with Zofia, I don't know the man anymore.
What's he been doing?
I'm trying to get a few hours beauty sleep on account of having a wee milk round to attend to. And there's young Harry up to God knows what time making mixed tapes. Robbie Williams, take that, my poor ears are bleeding.
That is so sweet. You've never made me a mixtape.
Oh, you've never made me one.
And that's on a rare night the lassies know they're a sell.
Oh, she stays over, does she?
All the time.
Well, it's hardly surprising, is it?
What? Because you missed a lover, man?
No, I mean, well, if it's the choice of a shared caravan with other girls or a nice flat with her boyfriend...
I know which I'd pick.
Ugh. It's enough to drive a man to drink.
Not that he needs much encouragement.
Nope.
It's not much, is it, for his 90th?
Oh, but it's very nice, and, well, you said his old one's in a right state.
Yeah. Not that Joe gets his wallet out very often, mind, not if he can help it.
No. And Rosie's sorted, thanks to that closing down sale.
Felt a bit guilty it was so cheap.
Well, it wasn't cheap to start with, was it? And, well, it's nice and light to post.
Yeah. No, it's just... Well, we've got a little bit of cash in. Eddie got some in advance of his patio on Friday.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. We was going to go down the Bull yesterday, but... I can't really decide between this one or the brown one.
Mum, you said we could have an ice cream.
Yeah, when we've done our shopping.
I'm bored.
Hey, come on, we got the train as you wanted. You just need to be a bit patient.
It's boring.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Harry.
Hello.
Well, that's a nice wallet.
Do you think so?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a birthday present for Joe.
Ah, I'm present shopping as well.
No, what's the occasion?
Oh, no occasion really. I just wanted to buy Zofia something, you know.
Oh, you big softie.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
How you doing? You got what you need?
Yeah, we're doing well. I got a lovely top, see?
Oh, yeah, very rock chick.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Will and I have got a gig coming up in a bit. Thought I might wear it there.
Oh, great.
Well, not that I've done much shopping for myself. Never easy with the kids in tow.
Or kid.
Sorry?
Hi, Jake. Kid, singular.
Oh, no, they're both, Jake? Where's Mia?
I don't know.
She was, Mia?
Mia? You hiding behind this... Oh, no.
Where's she gone?
She did come in the shop with you.
Yeah, she was... We were looking at the wallets and... Oh, my God.
Well, she's definitely not in here. It's too small to hide anywhere.
Where is she?
Don't panic, love. She can't have gone far.
Come on, Jake, quickly.
No, 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 Nick. Now, you and Jake had best stay here.
But what...
If she comes back here, she don't want to find us all gone, does she?
No.
No, no, no. Me and Harry will go and look for her.
All right.
Is that all right with you, Harry?
Yeah, of course. What was she wearing?
It was, It was
a pink t-shirt, wasn't it, Nick?
Yeah, with a little cat on it. Glittery and, blue leggings.
Okay.
Yeah, now, don't you worry. We'll find her. You go up that way, Harry.
Okay.
I'll go down towards the market square.
I think I might treat myself to a new pair of sunglasses. Mine haven't been the same since the go-karting.
Well, if you will, carry them in your back pocket.
I'll tell you the worst thing.
Oh, hello again.
All right.
No, actually, the worst thing is hearing them when they... The second worst thing is the bathroom. She's in there for hours.
Yeah, well, girls are like that.
I thought Harry took a long time, but jings, what do you get up to in there, Pip?
Obviously, we're making ourselves look beautiful.
And when I do finally get in there to wash my pits and brush my teeth, I've weighed through all her underwear hanging up to dry.
Ooh, Zofia's underwear.
Which she's washed in my washing machine.
Wonder what that's like.
Spencer!
Oh, I'm just wondering. I wasn't going to do a thing about it.
I know what it's like now. Time was when I was really keen to see it, but no, look, this. It's torture, I'm telling you.
Mum?
Yes, Jakey?
Has Mia run away?
No, darling, no. No, she's just wandered off. She'll soon be back.
Is it because of me?
What, Jake?
Did Mia run away because I was nasty to her?
Oh, no, no, love, you mustn't think that. No, no, she's... Probably. No, it definitely wasn't that. Harry! Oh!
Sorry, no luck. I went right up to the end and asked in every shop. Had a good look round outside too. No one's seen a little girl on her own. I just thought I'd check back before I went further afield. Clary's not been back?
No. Oh, Harry, I'm so worried.
Hey, it's all right, it's all right. I'm sure we'll find her. She can't have gone far.
But suppose she's gone off with someone. Suppose they've taken her away.
And I can't use the living room. The sight of them cuddled on each other on the couch fair puts me off my lager.
Poor Jazza. Anyway, look, do you want to hear our news?
Aye, Pip. Anything to take my mind off the posh and Bexy Ambridge.
We're going on holiday.
Where are you off to?
Dubrovnik.
Where's that when it's at home?
Croatia.
Croatia? You're joking, is there no war on there?
That was yonks ago.
Was it? Oh, well. History was never my strong point, Spencer. I'm a biology man.
Well, it's a beautiful city, and we're in a lovely hotel near one of the beaches. I can show you a picture.
We just booked a last-minute deal.
We thought we'd go there because they haven't got the euro.
I'll keep the spending costs down.
Ah, got our tip then, eh?
Look, there it is.
Oh, aye. Very nice.
It's a pebbly beach, apparently.
They all are. But the weather's hot.
Mid-20s.
And they reckon the sea's the bluest in the world.
Oh, I cannot wait. Oh,
nor me. Especially as I'll be getting away from whinging Steve for a week.
This your brother who was in trouble with the police?
Yeah. Dad's been making him work on the farm, but it's been a disaster. Steve hates farm work.
Aye, it's not for everybody.
So, he's signing on to the job centre now?
That looks brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
You should have a really good time there.
Yeah, we hope so.
Just one thing.
What?
Can I come too?
I should have been more careful. I was just helping Clary choose Joe's present. I thought May was right here next to me.
Look, it's easily done. Right.
Oh, Harry. Right. I'm okay now. Can you go out again, please?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, I think I'll check up Victoria Street. She might have gone up there for some reason.
Here they are, look.
Mia, oh, come here.
Hello, Mummy.
Oh, darling, what happened? Where have you been, sweetheart?
She's gone back to the shiny shop, hadn't you, Mia?
Hey, how many times have I told you? You must never wander off like that. Always stay with Mummy.
Sorry.
No harm done. A nice little assistant saw her come in by herself and she were keeping an eye on her.
Oh, what relief.
You can say that again.
Oh, Clary, thank you so much. What would I have done without you?
It's for the young farmer's rummage sale. I know it's probably the last thing you want to think about.
Yeah.
But if you have got anything you want to get rid of, we'd be happy to take it off your hands. I don't mean right now, of course. Spencer and I are planning to come round with a pickup sometime next week.
Well, ironically, because we're making less in the dairy, I probably have got a bit of time to sort some stuff out for you.
Okay, thanks. Oh, that's a great article on your website, by the way.
Sorry?
The one about your wetland system?
Oh, right.
Brenda asked me to link to it and recommend it to other people.
Good.
It was really interesting and the photographs were lovely.
I'm not sure how much good that sort of thing is going to do us, though.
Oh, no, it's bound to. Especially with that stuff from Borsetshire Wildlife Trust, all about the biodiversity and the species they found when they did the survey.
Hi.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, sorry, I was going to bring those over.
That's all right. Sort of get them out of the way before I start on the veg boxes.
Oh, that's good of you, thanks.
No problem. Can you open the lid?
Sure.
Are all those lettuces going to waste?
Well, to compost.
But financially, it's much the same thing.
Oh, that's terrible.
Tell me about it. But they've bolted. No way we can sell them.
There's often a bit of wastage with salad crops. You can never judge the demand exactly when you're sowing.
But this is exceptional. I mean, have we ever chucked this much away before, Mum?
No.
And this is because of the E. coli?
Yep. And it's the same for anything associated with Bridge Farm.
Yeah, Mike was round earlier. Jazza and Harry have had more cancelled orders.
The yoghurt and cream?
And the veg. A lot.
That's mad.
Oh, you're telling me. How the hell people think there can be any connection between one batch of ice cream weeks ago and the farm's veg, it just beggars belief.
I'm so sorry. Do you want a hand with the lettuces?
Oh, no, thanks, Pip. That's fine. We can do them.
OK. Well, I'll get on then.
I'm sorry, Pip. Doesn't help to explode like that. I'll look out that jumble for you.
If you're sure.
Yes, of course.
Thanks. And if there's anything I can do...
Bye, Pip.
Bye.
See ya.
It's not just the milk round, you know. Have you heard the latest from the village shop?
No.
Sales are still slow.
No surprise there, then.
Even slower than we thought they might be. Which meant there was quite a bit of stuff getting near its sell-by date.
Sure.
So Susan marked it down, and even then some of it didn't sell.
I suppose if people don't want it, they don't want it at any price.
You don't know how true that is, Tom.
What?
Well, normally in the shop, once something gets to just past date, the volunteers take it home. So, anyway, Susan collected up the stuff that had just passed the date, as usual. But the volunteers she had in that day wouldn't take them.
What?
No, not even free of charge. Stuff they'd been selling themselves in the shop.
Who was this?
She wouldn't say.
Well, why not?
Saw how fed up I was, I expect.
But someone's got to tell them.
Oh, what's the point? It's just blind prejudice. Even our own friends and neighbours are turning on us.
That's a bit strong, Mum.
That's how it feels.
Well, okay, so maybe it's going to take time before we get our reputation back with people around here. But new customers elsewhere won't have the same prejudice, will they?
Yeah, and we've seen how likely we are to get new customers with this hanging over us.
Mum, I know I messed up on that, and I'm really sorry. I should have thought it through more, but Brenda and I have been working on the website, you know, improving our search rankings so we bury the bad news stories.
Is that even possible?
Brenda's been tweaking the keywords on the site and, well, you've seen the article about the wet system.
Yeah, Pip was talking about that.
And every spare minute we have, we're visiting the site to get our hits up. It's got to help.
Has Vicky gone to her friends?
Yeah, she went straight from work.
Oh, right.
If the last time they met up as anything to go by, I don't expect her back much before midnight. You know how Vicky likes a natter.
I had noticed.
Well, this Tina's even worse, apparently.
Blimey.
And Vicky only gets to see her when Tina's husband's away. He's a bit controlling, see? Doesn't like her doing stuff by herself.
You seem to know a lot about it.
Oh, Vicky's given me the whole sad tale, boy.
Well, Hayley says tea will be about 20 minutes.
Oh, what are we having?
Oh, steak pie.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah. So I wondered, if you're not doing anything, Dad, do you fancy a beer in the garden first?
You bet. Oh, just get me shoes on. How was work?
Yeah, good.
You coping with Elizabeth away?
Yeah, not bad. Busy with visitors, of course.
Yeah, I bet.
But, you know, we had a good handover. And we haven't got any evening events until Friday. We had a bit of a panic on today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, redundancy and retraining seminar. Well, there'd been a bit of a mix-up over numbers, so the room that we booked them into was too small.
Lots of people being made redundant, then.
It's one of the few industries that's booming, I reckon.
That's a worry, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it was the only conference we had in, so gave more coffee while we set up a bigger room.
And Elizabeth need never know, eh?
Well, actually, she was the one who took the original booking.
Oh, dear. Have to tick her off when she gets back from Cornwall.
Already told her. She rang this afternoon.
God. Why can't she leave you alone? I mean, doesn't she trust you?
If she didn't trust me, she'd never have gone on holiday, would she?
Well, I suppose not. Right, I hear a beer calling.
Well, walk this way.
Hello again.
Oh, hi, Pip.
No luck.
Sorry?
Well, didn't they have what you wanted?
Oh, no, I wasn't shopping. I was just trying to do a bit of education. Explain to the volunteers about E. coli.
Well, that's a good idea.
Oh, you'd think so. I'm not so sure.
They didn't want to know.
Auntie Jill was fine.
Of course.
But you should have heard the stupid things that Neville Booth said. Would you believe he brings his own disposable gloves now because he doesn't want to touch our veg with his bare hands?
Oh, no, really?
That's what we're dealing with.
But at least you're fighting back, aren't you?
I tried to, for all the good it did.
I know, I mean with your online stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I've linked to that article on my Twitter and Facebook. Hopefully lots of other people will too.
Yeah, thanks. Bren and I keep visiting the site over and over again.
Great, I'll do what I can as well. Well, I need to see if the shop will put up a poster about our rummage sale. It's happening when we're away, so we're trying to do our bit now.
Yeah, I need to get on too. Finish the veg boxes.
All right, see you then.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, Tom? You are deleting your history every time, aren't you?
Sorry?
When you visit a web page, your computer stores a copy of it in the cache. If you want to be sure your site's getting a fresh hit every time, you need to clear your history, or it might just be going into the stored page.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course I knew that.
Good. Just something Jude told me once.
Oh.
I thought you'd be onto it. Bye, then.
Bye. Oh, brilliant. Bren, you'll never guess what Pip's just told me.
I turned around and there was no sign of Mia.
Oh, God. It's every parent's worst nightmare. Oh,
too right. So Nick stayed at the gift shop in case she'd come back, and the other two went off to look for her.
Well, it was Clary who found her.
Oh, yeah. Harry said Clary really took charge because Nick were in bits.
Oh, I can imagine.
It turned out Mia had gone back to her favourite shop and she was just there looking at the jewellery and that. Clary scooped her up and brought her back.
Oh, no harm done then.
Not in the end, just a very worrying 10 minutes for Nick. Mm. This is a nice drop, Roy.
Yeah, I don't normally get it, but it was on offer.
Be Grundy cider in a couple of weeks.
How's that?
Special meeting of the cider club for Joe's 90th. Oh, hey, we'll have to call him Joe 90, eh?
You what?
Oh, before your time, perhaps. Mm.
So, special cider club night?
Well, they ain't got the money for a fancy do, have they? Eddie's working all he can, but there's a limit. He's run into some delay on a patio he's meant to be doing. More than want some fancy edging stones and the merchants run out.
We can do without that.
So, Jim Lloyd and Bert come up with the idea.
Well, nice one.
Should be a good night.
Is Bert still on Badger Watch?
No. Stayed up one night, felt so bad the next day, got a bit clever.
Oh, yeah?
Borrowed an electric fence from David.
Will that keep him out?
Probably. Anyway, got to be better than Bert killing himself by doing night shifts at his age.
Well, I heard that he wouldn't let anyone into his garden after the lawn had been spoiled.
No, that was only the second day, though. Plenty of people come on the Sunday. There was only one garden, so didn't spoil things too much overall.
No.
Well, Jewel reckons they raised about 300 for this Britain in Bloom thing.
Oh, that's good.
Vicky took 80 odd on her cream teas.
Oh, excellent.
Didn't mention it was Bridge Farm cream, mind. Does Hayley want a hand with anything?
No, she said she's all right. Mm. Probably going to join us in a minute.
Smashing.
Oh, Jennifer said she'd be coming round later.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bringing Rory to say his farewells.
When's he start his boarding school?
This weekend.
Going to be strange for the lad.
Yeah. Wish Phoebe was only going at the other end of the county.
Me too, son.
Week tomorrow. Still... really can't believe it.
She's so excited, isn't she?
I was in her bedroom earlier, looking at that certificate she got. Do you remember when she and Mum showed the Silkies and they got highly commended?
She loved them chickens, didn't she? What were they called?
One was Blossom, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Snowflake?
Snowdrop.
Oh, wait, that's it. Oh, and Alfred.
She was so proud. I can't help thinking... how many moments like that am I going to miss over the next year? Dreading it, Dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm having to stay strong for Hayley, and we're both having to stay strong for Phoebes, but the closer it gets, the more I'm realising what we've agreed to. I mean, letting her go for such a long time. It's like cutting a piece of yourself off.
It ain't going to be easy, Roy, that's for sure. But you've done it for Phoebe's sake.
Have we? Or is it for Kate's sake?
Kate might want it, but it's what Phoebe wants too. And it's a great opportunity for her.
I know.
You've had her for 13 years, and Hayley for nearly as long, and you'll both have her for plenty more when she gets back.
Suppose.
She'll always be your daughter, Roy. Wherever she is and whatever she's doing... and she'll always love you.
Thanks, Dad.
What for?
You know.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh! Josh!
Oh, hi, Will. You all right?
Yeah, never mind that. I've got a bone to pick with you.
Have you?
Yeah, Nick tells me that the bull are still serving crayfish.
That's right.
And are they still getting them from you?
Yeah.
You've got a short memory, ain't you? Don't you remember what I said?
Yeah, but it's all right now.
How is it all right?
I'm not trapping them on estate land anymore. I found a place on our own land. So don't worry about it. It's not your problem.
No, Josh. You're forgetting something.
Something Saturday, I think.
You sure you've got time for this?
Oh, absolutely, Pat. We've got a 60th birthday tonight, so I don't start till 2.
All right. But I'm not sure I'm going to be very good company.
I'm not expecting you to be. Oh, that sounded terrible. What I mean is, this is for you. To give you a break from, well, how everything is.
I could do with one, I must admit. With us throwing good food away and customers fleeing in droves.
Still?
Afraid so. And Tony thinks he spotted blight on the potatoes this morning.
You're kidding.
Let's talk about something else, Kathy. You're right.
Well, Jamie went for his interview at college.
Oh, good.
Day before yesterday.
How'd he get on?
Very well. They gave him a maths test. You remember he got a D in his GCSEs.
How did he find it?
He said it was a bit tricky. But he must have done all right, because they've agreed that he can retake it along with his AS course.
So they're letting him in?
Yes.
Well, that is good news.
I can't tell you how relieved I was. He'll do a class specially designed for students who are retaking maths, and then do the exams in November. Fingers crossed he'll get a C this time.
How does he feel about it?
Well, Natalie seems confident he can do it.
Right.
I'm sure he's capable. He was predicted a B before all this trouble started.
Well, with Natalie behind him, perhaps that's the push he needs.
Hmm. He certainly seems pretty determined. It was good to see him so positive.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, don't worry about it, Jamie. I was just telling Pat about Jamie and college. Oh,
yeah, isn't that good news?
It is. Could we order some food?
Yeah, of course.
What would you like, Pat?
I think I'll have the ploughman's.
One ploughman's. Chutney or pickled onions?
Oh, chutney, please.
And the crayfish salad for me.
Okay. Any more drinks?
I think we're all right at the moment, thanks.
Did you get to any of the open gardens at the weekend?
No, I'm afraid not.
I saw Jill's, and I popped into Robert and Linda's.
Well, I can't imagine that had changed much since their party, had it?
No, not at all. But I wanted to support the scheme, so it was mainly to make a donation.
For this Britain in Bloom thing, innit? That's £10.90, please, Cathy.
Oh, I'll get these.
Oh, no, Cathy.
Yes, go on. You get the next drink.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Don't be daft. There you are.
Top. Oh, all the gardeners are gearing up for the flower and produce now, aren't they?
It's a busy time for them.
Yeah.
Jill tells me she's entering one of the craft sections this year as well.
I'll do.
Hello, Will.
I'll be with you in a minute, Will.
Yeah, fine, no rush.
I mean, you know she's been doing this enamelling.
Oh, with Peggy Woolley's friend.
Mm.
That's 10p change.
Thanks. Yeah, she's going to make something specially for the show.
Oh, good for her. Right, I'll bring you food over as soon as it's ready, yeah?
Thanks, Jillian.
Where are you sitting?
Just in the corner.
All right, you are. Now, Will, what can I get you?
Actually, I can't stop. I'm on my way home. Oh. Got an afternoon out with Nick and the kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she said.
I just wanted a quick word about these crayfish you're selling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, what about them?
Well, do you know where they're coming from?
Well, Kenton's got a supplier local, he says.
Yeah, very local. It's Josh Archer.
Oh, little Josh. Well, that's enterprising of him.
You could say that. The trouble is, you need a licence to trap crayfish.
Do you?
And he ain't got one.
Are you saying it's illegal?
Well, I'm sorry, Jolene. It might seem innocent enough, but he shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, I see. Okay, leave it with me.
Thanks.
No, thank you. And jazzing up the menu's one thing. We can't be doing it with dodgy food, though.
Okay, well, I'd best get off then.
Yeah. Yeah, where are you going?
Oh, that forest discovery place near Galton.
Oh, that'll be good fun.
Yeah, yeah. I hear it's really hands-on.
Oh, this bark feels funny.
Oh,
I said this place was hands-on. I didn't realise it would be feet-on, too.
It's so different. I mean, we never walk around barefoot outdoors, do we?
Well, yeah, maybe on the lawn once in a while, but not on... Well, what have we been on, kids?
Stones. Huh? And logs. Huh? And hay.
Oh, and especially not... Oh, ankle-deep in mud. Oh.
It's great mud.
Oh, careful, Jane. Don't splash my new top. Oh, I knew I shouldn't have worn it.
Yes, you should, Nick. You look great in it.
Do I?
Really lovely.
Oh, thanks, Will.
You having a good time?
Brilliant.
Yeah, me too. Now, who are those muddy monsters I can see? Eh?
We all done here.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Was everything okay for you, was it?
Mm, it was. The salad was lovely.
Yeah. Probably going to have to take the crayfish off the menu, sadly.
Oh, really? That's a shame.
Yeah, turns out there's a problem with the supplier, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear.
Well, we'll have to see if we can find something similar to replace it with. Yeah, glad you enjoyed it, anyhow.
Yeah, thanks, Jolene.
Problems with the supplier. I know quite a few people who must have been saying that recently.
Oh, Pat, what a nightmare.
Yeah.
But it was Borsetshire blue with the cheddar in that ploughman's, wasn't it?
Yes, at least the bull's sticking by us.
People have very short memories, you know. And the quality of your stuff speaks for itself. You'll pull through this.
I do hope so. The difficulty is keeping our head above water in the meantime. Which is going to run out first? People's memories or our cash flow?
You just have to keep plugging away.
Yeah.
Pat, I don't know if you've had any contact recently.
Hello there.
Hi.
Oh, hello,
how are you
Captain?
Doing?
Fine, thanks.
I gather that there's good news about Jamie. He's going to college, yeah?
Oh, he is, yes.
Oh, that's brilliant. What subjects?
Well, retaking his maths GCSE.
Uh-huh.
And then for his ASs, English, we thought.
Oh, well, no surprise there.
ICT, applied ICT, I think he said. Art and design and PE.
Oh, that's great. Well, he should get on well with those.
I wasn't sure about PE, but he'll probably drop that when he gets to his A2s.
Right. And have you heard anything about his mate?
Marty? Oh, yes, there's good news there as well. Once Natalie persuaded Jamie that all was not lost, I think he tried the same thing with Marty.
And?
Oh, he must have been quite persuasive, because Marty's enrolled to retake his GCSEs.
At the same college? Borchester?
Yeah.
Is that such a good thing? Wasn't Marty a bad influence on Jamie?
Well, I think it was more Steve was a bad influence on both of them.
Well, and Jamie was really keen not to lose Marty's friendship. And from what he says, I think Marty's really learned his lesson.
Mm. Well, give Jamie my best, won't you?
Yeah, I will.
Right, I better, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
Pat, what I wanted to say... I was talking to Clary this morning...
Cathy. And she... Cathy, could I stop you? I know you're friends with both of us and it must put you in a difficult position.
Look,
I've just got so much to deal with, I simply don't have the capacity to think about Carrie as well.
I see.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Maybe in the future, but just not now.
Okay.
Look, that was a lovely meal. Let me get you some coffee.
Right, when we get back to the station...
It's not a real station.
No, it's just a little one, isn't it, to match this little train. But when we get there, no jumping out and running off, OK? OK, Mia Hansen?
OK.
Clary isn't here to track you down this time.
And there's bears in these woods that'll eat you up.
No, there isn't.
No, all right, there isn't. There might be a troll, though. They can be pretty fierce.
Oh, I don't know what I'd have done if your mum hadn't have been there.
Oh, you probably wouldn't have lost her. Well, didn't you say you were helping mum choose Grandad's present?
Well, yeah, but Mia obviously wanted to go to that shop so much she was just looking for an open door. I mean, literally. Oh, and I panicked and I couldn't think straight at all.
Oh, it must have been a nightmare.
Oh, it was, but... Oh, but she was brilliant.
Yeah, you said.
Yep, calmed me down, got Harry on the case and went straight to where Mia was.
Yeah, she's pretty good in her crises, mum. God knows she's had plenty of practice with us over the years.
Yeah.
Oh, I do hope she finds some work soon. Did I say she put a card up in the shop?
Oh, has she?
Yeah, I thought it might be a good idea, you know, saying she's available for cleaning, babysitting, whatever, you know.
Yeah, that's sound.
So, fingers crossed for that.
There's the station.
Well spotted, Mia.
I saw it too.
Yeah, okay, Jake, it's not a competition. Remember what it's called? Willow Junction. That's willow like the tree.
Your mum seems a bit happier now she's got those presents anyway, and we're well with Joe's birthday sorted.
Yeah, let's hope this card generates a bit of work for her, eh?
Oh, right, kids, stay in your seat until we've stopped.
Yeah, and then who wants a forest burger?
Me!
Thanks, bye now, see you again.
Hey, I love the squash, leek and bean hot pot. They said it was so nice to see some interesting veggie choices on the menu. That's just what we're going for, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Kenton, stick them plates down here a sec.
Okay.
Well, it's a bit quiet. I need to have a quick word about the crayfish.
Oh, yeah, I saw you'd taken it off the specials board. Do we need some more?
Not exactly. Will Grundy come in earlier. He says you've been getting them from Josh.
Well, there goes my air of mystery then.
Unless you know different, Will says that Josh is catching them illegally.
How do you mean?
You need a licence to catch crayfish. Did Josh tell you he had a licence?
Well, no, I didn't ask him.
Right.
Oh, to be honest, Jolene, I had no idea that you needed one. No, I just thought he was catching them, they were local and a bit different, and we wanted to freshen up the menu.
Yeah, no, it was a nice thought. We can't have them. They're illegal.
Oh, no, of course not. Oh, Lord, I don't want to get Josh in trouble with our local gamekeeper.
No, I don't think he is. Well, we're just having a quiet word, like...
Sure.
You know, nipping it in the bud.
Yeah.
But it can't go on.
No, obviously not. No. So, crayfish is off the menu,
it
then?
It is. So, will you have a word with Josh?
This one looks a bit lame, Mum.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Can you stick the number on the whiteboard?
Okay.
We'll separate her out before they go back to the paddock.
Will you look at her later?
Your dad probably will.
Can I help him?
Yeah, if you like. Okay, let's sort over, shall we? You wash and strip them. I'll put the clusters on.
Okay.
What is it?
Where are the towels?
On the side, look.
Oh, yeah.
They've got foot trimming demos at the dairy event.
Are you going to get one of those things that turns the cow on her side?
A rollover crush.
It looks so funny.
No, I don't think so. We want to save money, not spend it. You know how tough it is in milk at the moment.
Yeah, but there's a beef bit at the show as well, isn't there?
There is. New Smithfield.
What's new about it?
Well, the old Smithfield show used to be in London. Always used to be a bit of a Christmas outing for beef farmers. But that stopped, oh, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. Then it moved around for a few years.
And now they're holding it with the dairy event. Handy for us.
Absolutely. It's two reasons for us to go, and it's much closer than London, of course.
Mum?
What?
Can I come?
No, you'll be back at school.
It's educational. Oh,
nice try, Josh. But we're certainly not going to take you out of school in your first week back. You need to be getting used to all the teachers and lessons.
It's all the same teachers, though, pretty much.
Sorry.
Pip's going.
Well, she's not at university yet. And none of us are going for a jolly, you know.
I know.
We're looking for ways to improve profitability.
Yeah.
So, with term starting, I think this had better be the last morning milking for you.
Oh.
Well, we don't want you falling asleep on your first day back.
I'd rather carry on milking and not go back to school.
I'd rather keep getting the money, you mean.
Not just that, I like it.
Yeah, and I like having you help. But you can still do the odd afternoon one with me.
Awesome.
As long as it doesn't interfere with your homework.
It won't.
Yeah, and look on the bright side. At least you're not being sent away to school, like Rory.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Hi, Tony. Are you busy?
Just on my way to flail the spuds.
Uh-huh.
Looks like they've got blight.
Oh dear. Well, I won't keep you. Is Pat here?
Yeah, in the dairy.
Do you think she might be able to stop for a coffee? I just wanted a word.
Oh, maybe. You'd better ask her.
When he asked if I was interested in buying some crayfish, I thought, great, you know, just what we need to jazz up the menu at the Bull.
Yeah.
I mean, Frida was a bit off about them at first. I mean, you know what monsters they look like. But when I said I'd supply them to a Sheld and she could just treat them like big prawns, then she was fine about it. Trouble is, I had no idea Josh needed a licence to catch them.
Your nephew, Josh?
Yeah.
He was your supplier.
Yeah, look, don't say anything, Kirsty. I mean, he didn't mean any harm. In fact, he was telling me how these American crayfish are taking over from the British ones, so I think he reckoned he was actually doing his bit for the environment by catching them.
Oh, actually, this might be my fault.
How did you make that out?
Well, it was, I don't know, 6 weeks ago or something. I was doing a species survey on a stretch of the Am, and I found Josh skimming stones. You know, he was bored.
Yeah, summer holiday, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I mentioned crayfish to him then.
Well, you didn't tell him to start catching them, though, did you?
Of course not.
Yeah, well, it can't be your fault, then.
I think I might have put the idea in his head, though, Kenton.
Yeah, well, I'm popping over to Brookfield this morning to put the idea out of his head. Tell him that we can't take them anymore.
Oh, what sort of time are you seeing him?
11-ish.
Right. Do you think Frank and Naomi would be able to cope if we were back before lunchtime?
We?
Would it be all right if I came with you? I feel a bit responsible.
Okay, sure.
Leaving aside the licence, I don't think Josh quite realises the implications of what he's been doing.
The EHO turned up yesterday.
Are they still doing the weekly spot checks?
It was the last one, actually. The last weekly one, anyway. They rang this morning to say everything was clear again.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. We go back to 6 monthly checks from now on.
That must be a relief.
Of sorts. There you are.
Oh, thanks. Pat, I wanted to bring you up to date with what Tom and I have been doing with the website and how we show up online.
Yes. I'm sorry I lost my temper last week.
Oh, we know how much stress you're under. Tom felt terrible about putting you in that position.
Well...
Which is why we've been working so hard on creating good news stories about the farm. And then doing what we can to get them higher up the search results.
I thought your piece on the wetland was very good.
Oh, thanks. And if you think Tony would be all right about it, I'd like to write a post next week about the family mucking in and harvesting the veg by hand, with some pictures of everyone out in the field.
Well, if you think it'll do any good.
We need a constant supply of positive stories. The more material we have, the better. So, if there's anything you think of that might make an article, just let me know.
OK, I will.
And we thought we could start a Facebook page, not specifically branded to the farm, but something like Friends of Organic Ambridge?
I'm not sure how that would work, Brenda.
Oh, well, hopefully anyone local who believes in organics might sign up. And we'd have news about general organic stuff, recipes and so on. But also some links to the farm's website whenever there was a new story.
I see.
And Tom's using his Twitter account too. You know, he mainly uses that to promote the sausages and pork, but whenever he can, he links to something on the Bridge Farm site and asks people to retweet.
And is it working?
Well, it's still quite early days. But it's got to have a positive effect.
Mm.
And I'm looking into getting some expert advice to assess what we've done so far and help us do even better in the future.
Well, thank you, Brenda. I can see that you've been working very hard on this, both of you.
We really do think it can make a difference, Pat.
Here he comes, look.
Well, I thought if we met here, we could keep Dave and Ruth out of it.
Well, it's nice that you don't want to get Josh into trouble.
Well, that's partly it, but I'm quite happy not to give Dave a reason to lecture me about irresponsible food sourcing as well.
Ah, well, there is that too, I suppose.
I think the family's finally stopped thinking of me as a village idiot, and I'd rather like to keep it that way.
Hiya.
Hey, morning.
Oh, hi, Josh.
Hi, Kirsty. You all right?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming, Josh. Look, as I said, I just want to have a quick chat to you about the crayfish.
Oh, do you want another lot? I can easily get some.
No, actually, it's the opposite. No, I'm afraid our little arrangement's going to have to come to an end.
Oh, is there something wrong with them?
No, not at all. No. I mean, they've been doing really well. But, and this is my fault, it turns out that if you want to catch crayfish, you need a licence.
From the Environment Agency.
Mm. And you haven't got one, have you?
No.
Yeah, no. Okay. Now, look, don't worry, Josh, you're not in trouble. Do your mum and dad know about what you've been doing?
No.
Right, good. Well, I'm happy to keep it like that, okay?
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, but the bull can't buy them off you anymore.
Okay.
Let's face it, you haven't done badly out of it. You must have made, what, 50 quid or so?
Something like that.
Mm. So, you've had a bit of fun, and you've learned something. Well, we all have, in fact.
Okay, well, thanks for telling me, Uncle Kenton. I'd better go now.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, Josh. Just so you know, have you ever thought about doing this again?
I wasn't.
Well, it's not good that you were catching these creatures illegally. Someone up north was fined thousands last year for doing the same thing.
Really?
On a bigger scale, but yeah. And there are all sorts of environmental dangers when you start putting traps in rivers. They don't just catch the signal crayfish. They can catch the native ones as well. Are you confident that you can tell the difference between them? And it's not just other crayfish. Mammals too, like water voles or even otters. They can die in crayfish traps.
I never caught anything like that.
No, but it's a possibility. Oh, and do you remember I said that the American species carries this crayfish plague that's killing the native ones?
Yeah.
Well, you could be spreading the plague yourself, on your boots, or if you move your gear to another part of the river.
Have you been moving it around?
Just once.
And did you disinfect it first? You see, you really didn't know what you were getting into. And you could have been putting yourself in danger too.
It wasn't very deep.
Oh, no, it's not that. Signal crayfish are aggressive, and they've got sharp claws. If one were to give you a nip while you're getting it out of the trap, there's a chance you might get Viles' disease.
Didn't that rower?
Yep, it can make you very, very ill. People die of it.
I didn't realise that.
Well, I just thought you ought to know.
Hey, come on, cheer up.
I didn't realise.
No, I know. No harm done, eh?
I'd better go and get my trap.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's all right. It's my fault. I should have gone into it a bit before saying yes.
Bye then.
Yeah, bye mate.
Bye.
Oh, I feel terrible now. I had no idea that it was so dangerous.
Well...
Kirsty?
Perhaps I was laying it on a bit thick.
What? Could he really have caught Viles' disease?
There has to be rat urine in the water.
Ooh.
But all that stuff about danger to wildlife is absolutely true. I just had the feeling that he might have looked for another customer.
Yeah, well, I don't think he will now.
No, not now I've frightened the life out of the poor kid.
Oh, Lord.
What?
It's Ruth. Hiya.
Morning. What are you two doing at the bottom of our drive?
Cramp.
Sorry?
Well, we were driving along. I was giving Kirsty a lift to work.
I thought you lived in Borchester.
Yeah, and then you suddenly got cramp. Didn't you?
Me?
Mm.
Yeah, oh, terrible.
Yeah, I had to get out and walk around. Yeah, but it's fine now. And, we're a bit late. So, well, we'll see you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Sorry we can't stop.
Yeah, bye.
Tony, what are you doing?
Looking at last year's accounts.
What on earth for?
Oh, I don't know. Reminding myself that we were a viable business once.
Oh, love.
It's a hell of a contrast to this year's figures. There's no guarantee it isn't going to get even worse.
Oh, surely not.
This might not be the bottom, Pat.
No. Tom and Brenda reckon they're onto something with this website stuff.
Oh, we're not going to solve this on a website.
But if it means we can put the bad news behind us, then we'll be able to look for new markets.
How long is that going to take, though?
Well, I don't know. But it's all we can do, isn't it? Got to keep positive.
Well, I need to get on.
Well, you haven't had any lunch yet.
I'm not hungry.
Tony.
I need to finish flailing those spuds.